So then we come to a very important 3 days retreat. See what her soul's got from Jesus. It's August 12, 1935. Veninas, the place. 3 day retreat. On the evening of the introductory day of the retreat, as I listened to the points for the meditation, I heard these words from Jesus. During this retreat, I will speak to you through the mouth of the priests to strengthen you and assure you of the truth of the words which I address to you in the depth of your soul. Although this is a retreat for all the sisters, I have you specially in mind, as I want to strengthen you and make you fearless in the midst of all the adversities which lie ahead. Therefore, listen intensely to his words and meditate upon them in the depths of your soul. Oh, how astonished I was for everything the Father said about union with God and the obstacles to this union. I had experienced literally in my soul and heard from Jesus, who speak to me in the depth of my soul. Perfection consists in this close union with God. During the 10 o'clock meditation, Father Ryszkowski spoke about the divine mercy and about God's mercy, God's goodness to us. He said that as we review the history of mankind, we can see this great goodness of God at every step. All the attributes of God, such as omnipotence and wisdom, serve to reveal to us the greatest of his attributes, namely his goodness. God's goodness is the greatest of God's attributes. Many souls strive for perfection, however, are not aware of this great goodness of God. Everything that Father said in the course of the meditation about the goodness of God, what exactly what Jesus had said to me concerning the feast of mercy. I have now come to understand clearly what the Lord has promised me, and I have no doubt about anything. God's language is clear and distinct. So God's word is never confused. Our mind is confused, not God's word. We want to compromise many things. That's why the word of God confuses us, because we don't want to choose. No. Throughout the entire meditation, I saw the Lord Jesus on the altar in a white garment, his hand holding the notebook in which I write these things. Throughout the entire meditation, Jesus kept turning the pages of the notebook and remained silent. However, my heart could not bear the fire that was enkindled in my soul. Despite the great effort of my will to take control of myself and not let others see what was going on in my soul, toward the end of the meditation, I felt that I was completely beyond my own control. So much love. Then Jesus said to me, "You have not written anything in the notebook about my goodness towards mankind. I decide that you omit nothing. I decide that your heart be firmly grounded in total peace." She is still confused, not confused, but thinking so much on meditating things and forgot to drop down the notes. Jesus, no, you didn't do well. "Oh Jesus, my heart stops beating when I think of you all are doing for me. I'm amazed at you, Lord, that you would stoop so low to my wretched soul. What inconceivable means you take to convince me? This is the first time in my life that I have made such a retreat. I understand in a special and clear way every single word the Father speaks, for I have first experienced it all in my soul. And I see that Jesus will not live in doubt any soul that loves him sincerely. So Jesus will make you doubt anything. Clear. As clear as crystal. Whatever, you have a clean heart. Sincere heart. Jesus wants a soul that is in close communion with him to be filled with peace despite sufferings and adversities. So although there are sufferings, adversities, always peace. That's a sign, the presence of God in your soul. Do you have that? Peace? Yes. Many sufferings? Sure. Many painful experiences? Sure. But always peace, right? That's great. Now I understand well that what unites our souls most closely to God is self-denial. That is, joining our will to the will of God, but following your own inspiration to the view. His voice, the little voice in your soul, dang, 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 deep. You are distracted, you cannot listen to this word. This is what makes the soul truly free, contributes to profound recollection of the Spirit, and makes all life's burdens light and death sweet. So although we can die, we can have burdens that become light. Jesus told me that if I should have any doubts regarding the feast of the founding of the congregation, or regarding anything else about which I have spoken in the depths of your soul, I will reply immediately through the mouth of this priest. So Jesus won't answer her. Jesus is talking to her, but still Jesus through the mouth of the priest to talk to her. Interesting, eh? Jesus didn't always, or not always direct. Sometimes, many times, also to listen is direct, but to listen what the words, the desire, through the mouth of the priest. During the meditation on humility, an old doubt returned that a soul as miserable as mine could not carry out the task which the Lord was demanding. No, she's afraid. It's too great a job to spread this good news to the world. Just as I was analyzing this doubt, the priest who was conducting the retreat interrupted his train of thoughts and spoke about the very thing I was having doubts about, namely, that God usually chooses the weakest and simplest soul as tools for his greatest work. So this is the priest saying this. I think the priest doesn't know what he's thinking in her mind, but she's in doubt. And that's certainly, you know, he is not on the same line. He's another line. So give her an answer. That we can see that this is an undeniable truth when we look at the man he chose to be his disciple, the apostles. Or again, when you look at the history of the church and see what great works were done by souls that were the least capable of accomplishing them. For it is just in this way that God's work are revealed for what they are, the works of God. When my doubts had completely disappeared, the priest resumed his conference on humility. Interesting, eh? Jesus was standing, as he usually did during each conference, on the altar, and said nothing to me, but with his kind gaze, pierced my poor soul, which no longer had any excuse. Well, Jesus standing there at the altar, looking at her. Jesus also look at you. You doubt, huh? You have doubt. Jesus is looking at you. Do you have doubt? Yes or no?
No.
Oh, good. Well, you have better faith than Faustina. Jesus, my love, my life, how well I feel that you are transforming me into yourself. In the secrecy of my soul, where the senses had no longer peace, perceive much. O my Savior, concealed me completely in the depths of your heart, and shield me with your grace against everything that is not you. I beg you, Jesus, let the two rays that have issued from your most merciful heart continuously nourish my soul. So that two lights. Do you ever ask Jesus to give you this blessing when you come to chapel? Time of confession. My confessor, Father Sopoko, asked me if at that moment Jesus was there and if I could see him. Sopoko also curious. What happened to this little sister? Jesus, look at you? No. Yes, he is here. And I can see him. The priest is there. And priest can't see anything. He then told me to ask Jesus about certain persons.
Wow.
Jesus did not answer me, but looked at him. However, after the confession, when I was reciting my penance, Jesus spoke these words to me. Go and console him on my behalf. Not understanding the meaning of these words, I immediately repeated to him what Jesus had told me to do. Consolation. So the priest suffered more than Faustina, because Faustina is still in the church, in the convent. But this priest is the one who takes this message out, outside world. He has to confront the theologians. He has to go to Rome to present these messages. Through the whole retreat, I was in uninterrupted communion with Jesus and entered into an intimate relationship with him with all the might of my heart. The day of the renewal of vows. At the beginning of Holy Mass, I saw Jesus in the usual way. He blessed us and then entered the tabernacle. Then I saw the Mother of God in a white garment and blue mantle with her head uncovered. She approached me from the altar, touched me with her hands, and covered me with her mantle, saying, offer these vows for Poland. Pray for her. This was on August 15, the Feast of Assumption, August 15, isn't it? Or no?
Yes.
You should know more than I know. On the evening of the same day, I felt in my soul a great yearning for God. I do not see him at this moment with my bodily eyes, as I have on other occasions, but I sense his presence and yet do not grasp him. This caused me great yearning and torment beyond words. I was dying from the desire to possess him, to be drowned in him forever. My spirit pursues him with all its might. There's nothing in the world that can comfort me. Only Jesus. O love eternal, now I understand in what close intimacy my heart was with you. For what else can satisfy me in heaven or on earth except you, O my God? in whom my soul is drowned. One evening, as I looked up from my cell to the sky and saw the beautiful star-strewn firmament and the noon and the moon, an inconceivable fire of love for my Creator welled up within my soul, and unable to bear the yearning for Him that rose within my soul, I fell on my face, humbling myself in the dust. I glorified Him for all His works, and when my heart could no longer bear what was going on within it, I wept loud. Then my guardian angel touched me and spoke to me these words: "The Lord orders me to tell you to rise from the ground." I did so immediately, but felt no consolation in my soul. The yearning for God grew even stronger in me. So not always she would like to possess Jesus all the time. Many times she didn't feel that. One day, when I was at adoration, and my spirit seemed to be dying for Him, and I could no longer hold back my tears, I saw a spirit of great beauty who spoke these words to me: "Don't cry," says the Lord. After a moment, I asked, "Who are you?" He answered me, "I'm one of the seven spirits who stand before the throne of God day and night and give Him ceaseless praise." Yet His spirit did not soothe my yearning, but roused me to even greater longing for God. This spirit is beautiful, and its beauty comes from close union with God. The spirit does not leave me for a single moment, but accompanies me everywhere. On the following day, during Holy Mass, before the elevation, the spirit began to sing these words: "Holy, holy, holy." There are seven great angels, no? Archangels by the side of God, no? This is one of the archangels. His voice was like that of a thousand voices. It is impossible to put it into words. Certainly, my spirit was united with God. In that instant, I saw the grandeur and the inconceivable holiness of God. At the same time, I realized the nothingness I am of myself. So you can imagine, our heart has got so many worldly things, but you don't even feel the need of God. Isn't it? We're preoccupied for too many things that we have no space for the Lord. That's why we can feel the feeling of Faustina. She's so much yearning. Are your heart yearning for Jesus? Yes, of course, but very much? Well, more or less. You can't tell yourself, "I don't." But as a matter of fact, we're too preoccupied or too occupied by so many, many worldly things. Well, worldly things, they might be saying, "Well, this is all important." Of course, all important. Many times we forgot. If you do things in His will, that means in His love, you are at peace. You are in God. You won't be burdened. Only time you don't work according to His will, you did things sometimes out of laziness, sometimes carelessly, sometimes you don't have this kind of spirit as you would treat Jesus. At the time you are not living well in the Lord, that's why we miss this, the grace, right? Jesus denies us all the time praying the chapel. Even Faustina, she didn't stay in the chapel all the time. Many times you have to her work in the garden, in the doorway. But any time spirit, his mind and spirit, her mind and spirit, is always one with the Lord. Even working, His mind's there. We need to have this kind of spirit in order to have peace. Right? I hope that we can gradually making progress in the loving of God as so stuck.